anxiety and fear keep us from living our full potential in our lives and businesses? Welcome to It's Her Turn. I'm your host, Dr. Kate Dow. So today I wanted to talk about anxiety because not only do I have tons of experience, both personally and professionally, but it's something that is so common. And I'm glad that it actually is something that more and more people feel comfortable raising their hand and saying, yes, I'm struggling with that too. Whereas even, I want to say 10, 15 years ago, that was still considered sort of a taboo subject, something you didn't want to raise your hand and say and identify with. But now people are getting more help with it. They are getting support. And I believe that it's still something that we can continue to talk about why does it show up for women a lot? Like, women are top, they're the top statistics of people suffering with anxiety. And this is where I think understanding, again, that larger context that the patriarchy as a conditioning, right? Just as a, you know, fishbowl that we've all grown up in, that our parents grew up in, that our grandparents and our great grandparents, that there's this history of our families and our the women in those families and what they experienced about being a woman and how anxiety is generally some level of that experience because we have lived in a culture that didn't really want empowered women, didn't want women speaking up, didn't want women feeling confident to go do their own thing, to vote, to have their own businesses. This is all just in the last, you know, 50 years that things have transitioned so hugely for women having a sense of power, although not fully, right? It's like sort of the pseudo sense of freedom, but not completely. So understanding that larger context, I think, has been a huge part of the way that I work and share with women who have anxiety to understand that it's not just theirs. It's something that they've literally been born into, whether or not it's ever become a problem. Because we got to remember, anxiety is like, there's a huge range. There's people who just occasionally have anxiety. There's people who have a chronic low-level anxiety. There's people who just have the random general anxiety attack that happens, seems like out of the blue. There's people who have panic attacks every day. There's people who don't have any kind of panic or anxiety, but they have more of the OCD aspect of just, you know, incessant compulsive thinking patterns and rituals that they get stuck in. So anxiety is a very large diagnostic way of talking about our mental health. And it's different for everyone. But for me, I found it highly important for people to understand that however they were experiencing it, it gave them a sense of better understanding to see, oh, maybe this showed up because my family, you know, my mom had anxiety, but in a different way. Or my mom went through some trauma and, you know, she remembers her mom having, you know, nerves, right? Because back then people didn't call it anxiety. They called it like having your, you know, unsettled nerves or dysphoric times, you know, they called it different things back then. My mother never acknowledged that she had anxiety. And it took me years to unwind the fact that she actually had severe anxiety and trauma and never named it or knew it. So the power of naming it, if you've listened to any of my episodes, is a really empowering thing to do. And that's kind of why we're going to talk about it today. So when we recognize first that anxiety is this range, it shows up for lots of different reasons for different people. It comes from our conditioning and our generational patterns and our family. And then it also can just come because of our own experience in our childhood, whether we had trauma or not. You know, there's children who are born who are highly sensitive, empathic beings who don't necessarily identify trauma, right? These incidences and experiences where they felt, you know, completely shocked and scared for their life. Because that's really what trauma is that you fear for your life, but then you don't have the support after that experience to make sense of it and process it. So trauma can look a variety of ways. It may look like emotional, mental, physical, and sexual abuse, but it also may look like neglect. It also may look like just a very chaotic, dysfunctional family where you never felt seen or heard. And that really messed with your sense of self. So there's a wide variety of ways that can show up. But how anxiety impacts us is that no matter how we experienced it, you know, in terms of the original places that it started to happen, or no matter how long we've had that, some people have had it since childhood. Some people just started to have anxiety maybe recently with last year with the COVID, and that really triggering some things for people that they never, ever even remembered or noticed or felt really connected to, you know, people losing their houses or losing their jobs or losing relationships. That's a traumatic experience, and that's enough, right? And then, of course, we have the collective fear that was going on and is still going on the planet about having this worldwide global pandemic that is full of uncertainty and unknowing about when's it going to end and people being pressured under quarantine. I mean, anxiety is, if we could say anything, this is the most intense time in most people's lives, possibly, because it's been so prolonged and so inundating. And so even though I'm talking about people's potential at this point, in a way, we're talking about how do we even have the resiliency to get through this time? So maybe it's even potential of how do we just hold on to ourselves and not just feel terrified all the time? So anxiety, as we're talking about it, hopefully it's helpful to recognize all the different ways it can show up, why it's showing up. And the other side of the why is that anxiety can also be all the ways that we're feeling about, for example, COVID or the challenges you and your family have gone through in the experience of COVID that you haven't been able to quite process. So it could be fear that you're not really talking about, or hopelessness, or how it's triggered some kind of old experiences, emotions, fears, wounds for you from your past that you just haven't even fully noticed. Like it's happening, but you're kind of being really good at ignoring it and resisting it. And that may be another component of your anxiety, because in my personal and professional experience, that's what I've seen, is that anxiety, yes, it's related to fear, but it's also very connected to all the other scope and range of feelings that we can have. So it can be full of anger that we haven't expressed, or it can be full of grief and loss, which is possibly, I would say, one of the bigger pieces of people's experience through COVID is the grief and loss, along with the fear of this quarantine, the loss of our connection with our loved ones, the losses we may have incurred around our businesses or our homes or family members who have died, you know, huge grief going on. And if we don't know how to be with that and we don't have access to the support we need, then anxiety shows us, right? It shows us that there's a part of us still struggling, and it doesn't necessarily need to mean that something's wrong and that you're just a mess and you're never going to get better. I think that's the biggest thing that anxiety can do for people, is it makes them feel so scared that they're not okay and that there's something massively wrong with them. And what in my experience is that it's often just saying, hey, it's time to check in. It's time to get present with what's going on here, because I am feeling overwhelmed with all these feelings that you're not processing. And so this is where how where it's so important for women to be able to know how to come back to themselves. And what I mean by that is coming into your body, into your emotional experience, into your sense of self, bringing your attention inside, and taking time to sit and listen to what you're aware of. Now, sometimes that's not easy. Sometimes people will just say, I don't feel anything. I don't sense anything. If we practice just even taking a nice couple deep breaths, we can slow down, bring our awareness inside, and listen in. Because as soon as we start listening in with a little more attention, care, maybe a little more regularity, our inner being, our inner, what I call wisdom, is going to be there. You're going to start to hear that deeper knowing of, oh yeah, I have all this sadness or all this hurt or all this anger that I've been avoiding. Or perhaps there's other things besides the emotions. Maybe you have not been very good at taking care of your body right now, and your body's saying, I'm really needing attention. I need you to take me for a walk or give me a bath or get me some, you know, body work for myself, because emotionally and physically, those two things are not separate. And oftentimes we need that level of care just to start softening, opening, realizing, well, what's in there, right? So why does this keep us from our potential if we're not noticing what's going on inside, if we're not tapping into that inner wisdom? Well, if you imagine maybe trying to drive a car without the engine working, right? Or without the tires working. If we're trying to move forward and get through the day, but we're not connected to all the parts of us, mind, body, spirit, we could say, or mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, it's like we're missing all of our tires, or we're missing that, you know, spark plug so that our engine works. We're not going to function as well. We're not going to be able to be our best. And best doesn't mean perfect. Best means every day I'm going to show up the best I can. And how do I let that be enough, right? So I work with just being more present with myself. And I start listening to that inner wisdom. I start tapping into what is going on that I'm avoiding. What are the feelings or needs I may have that I've not been paying attention to? And how could that support me to, gosh, maybe show up in my family relationships better and communicate what's going on for me? Or maybe in my business, I'm really needing to address things with my employees or with my boss, and I just haven't been able to do that because I have fear, or I'm worried, or I'm just not feeling very confident about myself. So these are all the ways that fear and anxiety can get in the way. And I'm sure you have your own stories to tell about that. I don't know if there's really any human being who's never struggled with anxiety and fear. I think it's a pretty common thing. Now, people may not feel like they have anxiety, but they've had fear. Fear is a common experience as a human being. But when we have fear that is stopping us from fulfilling our own potential, being our best, showing up in our relationships, showing up in our life, showing up in our capacity to be present and do what we love, then that's a different kind of fear, right? Fear of being a human being and perhaps, you know, getting, you know, losing a relationship or losing a job. That's a normal human thing. So is fear of dying someday. And that'll be another conversation sometime that I'll do, because of course, every human being deep down has that existential fear of death. But for now, we're focusing more on the fear of just showing up in our lives. And even on those small levels of day-to-day functioning and listening to ourselves and our own inner knowing and being able to be emotionally intelligent and connected and communicative in our daily life is a potential that is what I'm talking about. That potential to live more connected with who we are, what's going on with us, and what we need. So in my view, anxiety, as you can tell, is not necessarily the bad guy. It's actually more of the messenger. It's going to be that thing that is raising its hand by increasing your heart rate and you start having a little blood pressure rise. Maybe you get that anxiety worrying about a situation. You start sweating. You start maybe having a level of anxiety that's bigger, like an attack, or maybe you're starting to feel some panic. Anxiety shows up in these ways physiologically to get your attention, to say, hello, you're avoiding some stuff, girl, and you got to pay attention because this is your business, whether you want it or not, you know, this is yours. And so that's the invitation, is to notice how when you start to have symptoms, sitting down, taking a moment, taking some breaths, really practicing listening. And this is the work of the what I call fearless feminine wisdom, where I really help people learn how to come into the body. How do you start being aware and connected with yourself? How do you start knowing that that's the thing that's going to help you feel more safe, more secure, more confident in who you are moving forward in your life? Whether you're working or owning a business or living your life retired or a mom who's home with her kids, when we learn to tap into our resources of who we are, that feminine wisdom, that can become such a game changer, because then we know how to start listening when things show up. We don't feel afraid or scared by them showing up. We go, oh, this is showing up. It's getting my attention. Now I get to see what's going on. I wasn't noticing what I was needing, right? I was getting busy taking care of everybody else. How many women can relate to that? So then it brings our attention home and back to us. And that's where the opportunity for, whether it's just improving your connection with yourself, for some people, it's really about healing some old wounds, some trauma, some fears, and, or it's just being able to get better at listening and daily having a practice to connect in with your own feminine wisdom. So hopefully this kind of gave a very roundabout point of view of how anxiety can show up, why it's important to be working with it, and how you're going to have that opportunity every day to start working with it to help you be your best and moving towards your potential. So let's take a quick second and talk about anxiety that is so unruly, so elevated that you feel like you're in a state of crisis. Because when that's happening, we want to talk about getting some support. And that can look like counseling. That can look like counseling and possibly medication, because medication is needed at times. I've certainly worked with people who were not able to start learning ways to self-regulate because their level of anxiety was so high, they weren't sleeping or they weren't able to eat or, you know, any of those extreme situations, or just in crisis. And when you're at that place, sometimes you need medication. So you're going to be wanting to look at getting support from a counselor and a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist does the medication evaluation. A counselor does the counseling. I'm going to also put in the show notes a crisis hotline from NAMI, National Association of Mental Health, and they are a very, very great resource for understanding more about anxiety and other mental health issues. And I will put that there, as well as just a little self-test for anxiety that I found that is a nice way of just checking in if you're not even sure, well, where am I? Because I think that can be important too, right? Just to check in with knowing, am I having anxiety? These different experiences I'm having, is this truly anxiety for me? So I wanted to put some resources into the show notes so you have some access to that crisis line and to a self-test, and know that finding a counselor when you're needing it, especially at this time, it's a no-brainer. Like, don't stop, don't think twice, find somebody that you can work with and get the support you're needing so that you can get your anxiety contained enough and your life back on track that you can do the other kinds of personal growth, empowerment work later. Okay. So I just wanted to make that really clear that sometimes we are really just needing to do that level of therapeutic intervention for ourselves. And it's important and it's good for you. So don't wait if that's where you're at. Thanks for joining me. I hope you're taking some wisdom or inspiration from this that's going to help you on your journey. Please know that we are on Apple and Spotify now, so love for you to share or write a review or subscribe if you're so moved. And I would like to remind you that it's your turn to please find your voice, own your truth, and claim your power. Catch you next time.